You should know what God's doing in your time. When you're on the earth, God has plans.
That's right.
This book is a plan. This is His plan for mankind, for earth, for the church. This is it.
That's right.
And so you should know where you are in God's plan.
Do you know your place in God's plan? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim as they begin their new series, Praying in Unity. Now, let's join Gloria and Billy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We got our favorite friend, one of them anyway, Billy Brim with us, and we're talking about prayer. Now, when we teach about prayer, we teach so that we can get results. Isn't that right,
Billy? That's right. That's the point of prayer.
So we're Billy, is, she's got a lot of good stuff for us. So don't miss any of this week.
You know, Gloria.
Oh, by the way, this is Billy Brim.
Yeah.
For those of you who have been under a rock, this is Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks.
Well, you know, I hear from those people who are just surfing and suddenly they come across us. I got one recently that they came across you and I, and they stuck with the whole thing and said they got their backs with themselves back to God.
Well,
so praise God.
Hallelujah.
Some of those might not know who we are.
That's the truth.
Glory to God.
Yes, there might be somebody that doesn't know who we are.
Join the billions. I have people tell me all the time, please forgive me, because I started, when we started moving in this awakening, and especially when I went out to join Billy Wilson in an awakening, prayer for an awakening, and he's reaching past, you know, denominational lines.
Yes.
He's the one that did such a good job under an anointing to organize the people to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Azusa Street. And now God has him on two other projects that I'm working with him on. And the first one's Awakening America happened September 11th. We'll talk to you what happened then during the broadcast. But that particularly, Awakening America, he is reaching past denominational lines.
Yeah.
And he invited me to Cane Ridge, where they had a summit meeting of 100 leaders. And they were across the board, you know. There was from the presidential prayer team. There was from the senatorial prayer team. There was from Campus Crusade for Christ and other places.
Praise God.
And he said, I loved it the way he said in the beginning. He said, now we're all going to pray. America's in trouble.
That's right.
And we need to all pray together in united prayer. And he said, some of us, we want you to be yourselves. This was the first night he told us. Some of us pray in another language other than our mother tongue. And he said, we don't want to offend you. So he said, let's just all be ourselves, and you pray the way you pray, but we'll all pray together. It was a wonderful few days, and we had such unity. We were all born of the Spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we were seated at tables that first day, and I was sitting next to the man. I think he has to do the senatorial prayer. I'm not sure. But, you know, he could spot me as one of those Pentecostals. And so he reached over.
Because you're so happy.
I don't know. But he reached over and patted my hand and said, don't worry about it. Just pray. He said, I don't happen to speak with tongues myself, but my wife does.
Oh, so he wasn't nervous.
No, he wasn't nervous. I didn't make him nervous. But, you know, people would come up to me and they say, I'm sorry, I never heard of you. And I said, well, join the billions.
Really?
It's only just a little circle that they've heard of me.
You didn't say, what? You never heard of me?
Bless the Lord. So we're thankful for our company.
Amen.
And we do work in companies. God showed me a long time ago about the glorious church. The glorious church built as an habitation of the Spirit.
That's one of the... I think that is the first message I ever heard you preach.
Yes, that's
about
right.
100 years ago.
Yeah, and that's really the one we're preaching now, because we're talking about the glory coming and filling us and filling our nation and manifesting God, manifest presence of God.
Amen.
And he said, in the glorious church, there are glorious connections.
That's right.
He said, there are people, and they're made by me. The Bible says, God sets some in the church as it pleases him. So he set us where we are. And he said, now, these glorious connections can go to the past, or they can go through to the future. Or, and they will be people you work with on this earth. He said, now I'll join you, and you work with certain people on the earth, certain ministries, and it'll be like the fingers on a hand working together. You're not cut off from the body, floating out there by yourselves. You scratch the back of the body, you rub the feet, but you work together. And so, those of you who know me, you're probably one of those ones that we're all set together and we work together. And if you don't know me, praise God for where you work. Glory be to God.
Work with somebody.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we want to review a little bit.
Okay, that's good.
Now, actually, because it's what God's doing, I can't really talk about anything else than what I think God's doing. You should know what God's doing in your time. When you're on the earth, God has plans.
That's right.
This book
so
is a plan. This is His plan for mankind, for earth, for the church. This is it.
That's right.
And so you should know where you are in God's plan. We're over here getting toward the last, you know.
Near the end of the book.
Yeah, but we're near the end of the book. And so we need to know what He's doing right now with our generation. You and I and Ken last night, we talked about what does a generation mean? And the significance of the generation we're in, because we were the witnesses for Israel coming home.
That's right.
For them getting back Jerusalem. We're the witnesses of that. And Jesus said, that generation will not pass away till all is fulfilled. So I know we're in a very important generation.
That's right.
And we need to know what God's doing in our generation. Thank God, Gloria. He set Kenneth and you and me at the feet of a man named Kenneth E. Hagin.
That's right.
And he once said to me in a vision, where I heard the voice of the Lord and saw what He talked about, I set you at the feet of the leading prophet in the land when you did not know there was such a thing as prophets.
That's true.
And if somebody told me he was a prophet, I'd never gone to that meeting because I would imagine that he had a crystal ball or something, you know, from my denominational background. But thank God He did put us there, and we've witnessed a lot of things.
That's right.
And we haven't even begun to witness what we're going to witness. But what we're witnessing right now is God is moving upon us for a great move of God to come over the whole globe. And our part in it particularly is prayer.
That's right.
He started hooking me up with prayers. I don't mean sentence prayers. You know, going around the circle and everybody says a sentence. When I met Brother Halverson, Sister Rachel T. Fetiller, Papa and Mama Goodman, John G. Lake's daughter, and her husband, I met people that prayed on, and Brother Hagin.
Yes.
Prayed on a level like I'd never known, and prayed in power. When you prayed with Brother Halverson, it was like he prayed the news before it happened. Prayers are never behind.
That's right.
If you're following the Holy Ghost, He shows you things to come. So what He's showing us now is there's coming a great awakening. There's coming a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We are to do our part in it. God has purpose for men. You remember we read that last week in this Patriot's Bible concerning George Washington Carver? God has a purpose for man. He found out God's purpose for him by listening to the Lord. We talked about the listening side of prayer last week, the hearing side of prayer. We'll talk a little bit more about it this week because you have to hear and obey, he says. So that's what was happening to us. He said to me years back, gave me a vision. I was at Kenneth Hagin's meeting in Tulsa. It was a night of the Holy Spirit moving. They call it when the Spirit gets to moving. They still have it on DVD, but you won't see me there because I'm passed out. In a trance. People are jumping and leaping.
On the floor?
I'm on the floor, passed out in a trance. And I see the inside of a cabin with an iron bedstead and a quilt and a rug on the floor.
I think I was in that meeting.
I know you were in that meeting. I'll tell you something about it in just a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
People giggle all around at us, but we have a lot of fun, don't we?
We do.
We tease each other. But I was there, passed out on the floor. And the Lord told me to go to Branson, Missouri, to find the place that He had marched.
I get a picture now. I see you up there on the platform, all
you see me
out.
There? laid out in a trance.
Laid out, yeah.
In the Bible speaks of trances. And God spoke to Peter. He was in a trance. I was in a trance, seeing a vision. And he said, now I want you to go there and I want you to establish a place of prayer. He showed me a cabin. He said, I want you to have a place where people can come, separate themselves in time as well as space. That's why we used an old theme out there, 1850s or so, and from their workaday world. And I want them to have a place for private individual prayer. That's a part of it, our private prayer lives, and corporate prayer. So I came out with stars in my eyes, got into the car with you, your husband, Kenneth Copeland, Ralph, right, and Martha Kennedy. And I told the vision, Ken Copeland, I was sitting in the back with the ladies, Kenneth Copeland turned around and said, when you find the land, I'll give you $50,000 on it.
That was your first offering.
That was our first offering. And we found the land. And that pretty well
now
bought.
That would have been in
that was
year?
1995. We bought 47 acres to start with. And that paid for it. And
praise God.
Isn't that good?
That was good seed.
That was good seed. Bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so then he now, you know, we have, I think, about a little over 200 acres. And he told us that Prayer Mountain was established for two purposes. Number one, to pray in the plan of God. God has plans, but they have to be prayed in.
Right.
And number two, to stop the strategy of the enemy. We're going to talk about united prayer for an outpouring. Why do we have to have united prayer? Why do we have to do this? Why can't we just say whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive, and you have them? The reason why is in Ephesians it says there are different kinds of prayer. You have to rightly divide the word, and all these kinds of prayer have their rules. Mm-hmm. There are some that what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. That works for you in your realm of authority, you, your husband, your wife, your family. And then God has to add on. If he wants to add on, he can add on realms of authority.
Right.
But that's the basic one everybody has.
And in united prayer, the body comes into agreement.
Yes,
united
the body.
United prayer.
The united prayer.
That's right.
And Brother Hagin said there are some things that you cannot get any other way than united prayer. We see united prayer in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about some of those. Now, why do we have to do that? Remember he said, he told me you're going to pray to united prayer. Corporate prayer, corporate body prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pray in the plans of God, and then you're going to stop the strategies of the enemy. Well, I was reading Jeannie Wilkerson's last night, some of her teaching, some of her prophecies, great woman of prayer. And she said, you can bring pressure to bear on Satan by intercessory prayer to God. When we Satan does not want us to have an awakening.
Of course not.
So part of our united prayer is bringing pressure on him and his demonic forces in the heavenlies, which are trying to stop our prayer, like they did Daniel's mm-hmm. prayer. They tried to stop it.
That's right.
Now, for the enemy moves, this is what she said, to stop and counteract the wave of revivals and outpouring to come. He's just going to do it. That's all there is. Once somebody said to Brother Hagin, I want you to pray that I have no more trouble with the devil. He said, then I'll have to pray that you die. Because as long as you're living down here in this realm, he has a legal authority. Adam gave it to him to be here and operate. Now it's running out. Adam's
and you have to cut it off.
And you have to cut it off.
In your life.
You have to stop Satan in your life.
That's right.
And so many of the attacks that we face are Satan.
And you have to stand.
Really. You have to stand. And that's why I take that little book. I love to take that little book, Authority of the Believer by McClellan, and take page 27 and sit up there in the morning and take my authority from the right hand of Jesus, right hand of the Father, in Jesus I'm seated, and tell Satan what he cannot touch that day.
McLaren or McClellan?
McClellan.
McClellan. What's his first name?
John.
John McClellan.
And you have it. You've got
you
the book.
I've
they
it?
Can go on. Yeah, you've got it, and they've got it in your bookstore.
Okay.
So if they want to get it, they can go online, get it from you all. The authority of the believer. If I've got the last name wrong, I mix up those two, McLaren and McClellan.
Well, whichever.
It's authority of the believer, and I take it every single day. In fact, I have written it right here in my Bible. Bless the Lord. You have to stop Satan in your own life. And it's McMillan. McMillan.
Neither one of us knew.
But I've written it down here in my Bible. And he points out that Ephesians says, we are elevated to the right hand of Jesus, of the Father in Jesus. And then this is things I've written from his book. The right hand of the throne of God is the center of power of the whole universe. The elevation of his people to the heavenlies, in that they are made sharers of his throne, elevated in the plan of God to exercise authority over the powers of the air. This elevation took place potentially at the resurrection of the Lord because of the believer's inclusion in him. It is ours to recognize and to take our place in humble acceptance, giving all glory and honor to God. So here, I wrote down page 27. So he said, you should pray this. So, I get up in the morning. I get my chair over by the window. Outside are birds, turkey, walking around under my window. My nearest neighbor, the horse. And I
sounds
sit in
good.
That, and I sit in that window. But I elevate yeah. up to the right hand of the Father. First thing I do there is praise
Amen.
Him. And then, this is what McMillan said. We say this, Lord, I accept thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenlies, in Christ Jesus, at thy right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which thou hast entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. And then he said, if we are walking in the Spirit, our normal life is in the heavenlies.
Amen.
So in any of this prayer that we're doing, corporate prayer, individually taking authority over the devil in our own lives, I sit up there and I say, here's where you can't go today, in Jesus' name. Then I name all the good works that God has ordained that I should do. That's mm-hmm. what it says in Ephesians, he's done. Mm-hmm. Then I name all my family. Then I name me, spirit, soul, and body. You're not touching today.
That's right.
So, first thing I did at the right hand of the Father was praise him. Then I took the authority. Now, when we pray at Prayer Mountain, when we pray around the world like we're doing right now in United Prayer, we are not begging God. He wants to give this outpouring mm-hmm. more than we want to receive it. And we're really not down here on earth storming the gates of heaven. We are the body of Christ.
Taking authority.
Yes. And I know that the body of Christ, this prayer that we're praying, this united prayer, is a body thing. One of the most beautiful pictures of us is the body. He's the head, mm-hmm. and we're the body. And the body has to work in unity, needs to work as one in unity. I think, unless God changes me, that the next time we're together, I'm going to speak about women and the place of women. And actually, the Bible says that the woman was one side a man, not a rib. The word is a word that means side. And out of that side, he builded a woman. Well, there's so much about the first Adam and the last Adam. And the church is the bride of Christ. And we are his body. They were one body. And there's going to come back. Out of his riven side, Adam, came Eve. Out of the Lord's risen side came the body. And we are one body. Hallelujah. And so together, exercising our authority in one body with what the head says. Now, the head is telling us right now that he needs us in this earth because the body's on the earth. He needs us to cooperate with him in prayer, united prayer. Mm-hmm. And the body, he always speaks about the body being united and that the power is there. On June 29th, 2008, we were praying corporately at Prayer Mountain. We were praying about the upcoming election. We were praying about Israel and the nations when God interrupted our prayer, filled the room with his presence, and said to us, because people were really praying about that election, like if this party wins, we got a chance. But if it doesn't, we're doomed. And he said, one thing will save America.
One thing.
And it is not the election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. Then thoughts went through my head. The best person in the world could be elected president of the United States. It would do no good if the people do not turn to God. Then America, American history, all those thoughts went through my head. Prayer, the great awakening. Prayer, the place of prayer in an awakening. And then he said, study. So I studied. I studied the awakenings. We've talked about them for 4 weeks, and I believe that's a product. I believe that you have issued that out as a product. What's the name of that product? I don't know.
Awakening to God.
And we go into detail in that about the awakenings that have happened and the lives of many people that had to do with it. I get a lot of comment on that, you know. But praise the Lord, you can get that. But now we're going to go all this week, and we did last week, on the part of prayer in an awakening. Last week we talked about individual prayer. You can't be a good group prayer if you are not a good individual prayer. And so this week we're talking about united prayer for the presence of God. That's what an awakening is. His presence manifests and people know it.
Hallelujah.
If they need to, they fall to their knees in repentance. Or they awaken to his presence.
That's what we're going to do.
That's
what
we're doing.
Awaken.
Hallelujah.
Billy and I'll be right back.
Prayer is two-way communication with God. Prayer connects us to God. Prayer allows God to hear us. Prayer creates a place for us to hear God. God hears you. Through faith-filled prayer, God makes things happen. Individual and united devotion comes through prayer. Prayer changes us, changes situations, changes the world. The Call to Prayer package is two dynamic books, Spiritual Warfare, a handbook on how to avoid spiritual deception, and The Man Who Talks with the Flowers, the life story of George Washington Carver, which reveals the importance of love and dedication to prayer. Combined with a potent DVD set, Billy Brim Ministries Prayer School, taught by Billy Brim and Lynn Hammond. Prayer School shows you how to make a place in your life to hear God. Every move of God in the earth comes on the heels of prayer. The Call to Prayer package transforms religion to reality. God is listening. Talk to Him. Order your copy of the Call to Prayer package, now available for just $50. For a product discount and faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This new package will help you understand the role of prayer in your life and how important it is to hear from God. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
I want Billy to talk to you about the prayer package. You're going to love this.
I met a woman of prayer, Grace Roos, years ago. She had 300 prayer warriors that she wrote letters to. And when she passed away, her books were given to us by her family. And so this one, Spiritual Warfare, is an amazing book to have and will show you about the blood of Jesus in war and how not to be deceived by warfare prayer, and how not to be deceived by the devil. Of course, this is the book, The Man Who Talks to Flowers, George Washington Carver, and we talked about him last week and how he prophesied there would be a great spiritual awakening. And then, out at Prayer Mountain...
I don't know who that is, that Billy Graham
character. I don't know
character.
Who this is, but out at Prayer Mountain, we have schools. We have eschatology schools. We just did one on the book of Daniel. And we have so much fun because we get to be out there. We can only take about 200 people. And we can just be free. And we take
and
about...
not hurry.
No. And we take 6 hours a day, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. And we just investigate things. And at this prayer school, we pray. And this is Lynn Hammond.
Yes, Lynn knows
prayer.
Oh,
my goodness. She knows prayer. And Billy Brim.
Billy Brim knows
and there,
prayer.
I think there's 16 DVDs in here. And so it's like you're going to the prayer school.
Praise God.
And people had to, had to pay tuition to get there. So you get these three.
Great. That sounds good. You need to get that. Well, Billy and I want to pray for you. Let me see how much time we have, Timmy. 1 minute. Father, we just pray for the people today. We ask you, Lord, that your healing anointing flow into them right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Now, you be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do something you couldn't do before. Move around. Go for it. The power of God is present to heal. Hallelujah. Prayer that we're talking about all this week, prayer is the foundation of this ministry. We're dedicated to prayer for our partners. We pray every day. We have partner service in the building on the grounds of KCM right here in Fort Worth, Texas. Prayer is so important. You yourself need to have a time of prayer every day. People are here on the property 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to pray with you. We love you. We'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing. And let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.